Hello everybody, for lots of loving messages. After my last session on pregnancy symptoms in first trimester, I have received lots of queries about the same for the second trimester. So, today I shall make you aware about the common symptoms you can expect in your second trimester. This is Dr. Sunita Pawar. Welcome back to my informative podcast channel, Gyno World. The second trimester of pregnancy starts from 13 weeks and lasts up to 27th week. You might face new kinds of healthy symptoms that differ from first trimester symptoms. Enlarged belly and breast. Growing belly might be the most awaited symptom of pregnancy. Your uterus expands to make room for your baby growth. At the same time, due to hormonal changes, your breast also becomes bigger. Changes in the skin. Continuous hormonal changes boost up the growth of pigment bearing cells, melanin. You might experience brown patches on the face and dark lining on the abdominal area. Sometimes sun exposure makes these symptoms aggressive. My suggestion is to use good quality sunscreen while going outside during the daytime. And all these rash patches and pigments slowly disappear after the delivery. Congestion. As I told in my last session, during pregnancy, the rate of blood flow is increased. You might feel congestion in your mucous membrane, including nose, due to increase in the hormonal changes. It may be possible that you start snoring during second trimester, even you have never done it before. Sensitive gums. Your gums might become very sensitive to brushing, flossing, and even chewing. Even having slight bleeding is normal while brushing. But if you have excessive bleeding, please consult your dentist. Excessive bleeding and soaring gum might cause serious health issue to your dental health. So always better to consult your dentist. Leg cramps. It is the most common symptom and lasts up to the third trimester. Your increased body weight and increase in the hormonal changes are the main cause of leg cramps, but lack of calcium can be the booster of such problem. Dizziness. During this time, your blood circulation process changes compared to the usual time. You might experience lower blood pressure caused by extra blood your body is pumping. This causes dizziness. No need to worry. It's quite normal in the second trimester. Urinary tract infection. I found 75% of pregnant women visit me experiences this kind of infection. Although it's very common, still you should not ignore it. Increased frequency of urination is fine, but if you cannot control pain, you have a sharp pain, if there is a smell, backache, fever or chills while urinating, you should immediately consult your doctor, because continuous urinary tract infection may lead to preterm delivery. Vaginal discharge and infection. Unlikely the first trimester, vaginal discharge is common symptom in the second trimester. However, this time your discharge might be stickier. Don't worry. I shall again suggest consulting a doctor in case of soreness or there's a strong smell or itching. Aches in the lower abdomen. With increasing size of your belly, you might be feeling ligament pain in your lower abdomen area, nearly your thigh, and you may experience pain in the vagina also. Swelling of ankles and feet. Starting around 22nd week to the time of delivery, you might experience edema of your ankle and feet. 4 out of 5 women face these symptoms. Although it's very common, but I will suggest you avoid long time standing, sitting in one place, or sleeping on the particular side for long time. But if your edema is consistent, you need to consult your doctor, because we have to rule out anemia, hypertension, or protein deficiency. Braxton Hicks contraction. Mild and irregular contractions in the abdomen are possible when you are passing through the second trimester. This time your tummy becomes tight, but you won't feel any pain for this. Any kind of physical activity or sex might cause these kind of symptoms. It goes up automatically after a few hours, but if it lasts for longer and it is painful, you have to immediately consult your doctor. You must keep track of your symptoms. This will help you to take immediate action in case of any unusual health behavior. You can take better care of yourself and your unborn baby. So, enjoy your pregnancy. And in case of any further queries, write to me. I'm always happy to help. This is Dr. Sunita Pawar signing off.